This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to Thanksgiving Day 2022. Yep, it's here. And the turkey is probably in a lot of ovens around the place, unless you know somebody named Tom, and he might be sitting right here beside you in the studio. Who knows? But anyway, it is a great day in the morning. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, and I'm here with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7, live on this Thanksgiving 2022. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, as we do every day, Monday through Saturday. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military. Always on duty, always vigilant, always watching over, protecting us. And remember our military and our first responders today, ladies and gentlemen, because they're doing the job that you won't do. They're doing the job of keeping us free and safe. And that goes for our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody everywhere keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, and yep, there's people working, believe it or not. The over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers that are out there hauling those loads from coast to coast, border to border, they're still out there doing their job. Now, granted, the mail haulers aren't doing anything locally, but the long-haul mail haulers, I guarantee you, are on the highway putting the rubber down, coming from the West Coast to the East Coast and vice versa. And I'll also bet you the suicide jockeys are out there delivering some fuel in different places. Not to forget about, of course, the fact that we probably have some of the Amazon folks that might be out doing something. Hard to say because they have quite a life. Packages need to be delivered, and sometimes people pay extra money to get them delivered on certain days of the year, like Thanksgiving and, believe it or not, Christmas. I've seen things get delivered on Christmas by Amazon Prime, they call it, and FedEx and whatnot. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. All is Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, look up and see what we have there to offer to you. Well, right now on the telephone line, we have got our great honored guest of the day. That would be retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of a show called Military Matters. And good morning to you, Colonel, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm grateful to be alive and be able to be on air with you this morning.
Well, we're honored and privileged every time you come on the radio with us, and we thank you very much for being a part of the show. You've earned your way into the radio annals of history, if you will, because you and I have sat here and been on top of some of the breaking stories in the middle of the night that we have to report when it comes to things coming out of Ukraine and whatnot. But for right now, we're going to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
States
of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I hate to start with a morbid subject, but I don't have much choice. It seems the shooter who was the top dog, or not, he wasn't actually a manager at that Walmart that was in Chesapeake, Virginia. He was a lead man. That's like a shift manager. It seems that he had a manifesto on his phone. Now, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not even going to mention it, even if I knew what it said. But he had targets listed there. He had the manifesto as for what he was doing and why he was doing it. So they know the motive. But that's just somebody that's just totally lost it that would pull that stunt.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. He was lost. And unfortunately, we hear these stories too often. And people try to use these almost immediately, as did the Biden administration and his spokeswoman. For political ends, towards gun control. And that's crazy. You can't, the guy was not right. That was clear from the start, and it's becoming more abundantly clear as it does. But that's a sad story involving violence by human beings that aren't right in the head that have happened the last couple of days, and that's the cream of it. And as clear from the start, it's becoming more clear that that was an intended thing by a mind that was not right. Whether it could be prevented or not, we'll see. But, I mean, you talk about Walmart. You're talking about, the biggest shopping place that there is in this season. And that just adds on to the sadness of the event.
Very much so. And it's a terrible problem, a terrible shame. This may have been one of those guys that maybe he shouldn't have been working to begin with, or there might have been signs. I guess we'll find out all about it here eventually, but as far as it stands right now, we'll just have to say our thoughts and prayers go to all of the victims, all of the families. It's a terrible thing to have happen, especially at the holidays. Just a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Now, what are you planning on doing today for Thanksgiving? Well, we'll ask you on the way back.
All right.
I hear the music starting up in my ear here, so hang on. Folks, I shall return with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, too. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch, our Thanksgiving Day special. I'm talking with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We'll get to him in just a second, but I got to tell you, this segment of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan dealerships. Got a brand new one, as well as the other ones they have. Don't forget, Moss Nissan is located in Crystal River. The flagship station store is located in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. And then they have the Nissan and Acura stores side by side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, the brand new store, brand new dealership and store is up in Brooksville, State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Expressway up there, the Veterans Expressway, the upper end of it on State Route 50. Maybe 100 yards on the right. You'll see it. You'll see it. And it's a beautiful, brand new dealership. So make sure you stop by and you check it out if you're in the area up there. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might be surprised. Remember, you save or you serve, you save. That's the big program up there. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS or whether you're fire or whether you're law enforcement, police, sheriff, state police, whatever, security guards too, and church pastors get great deals afforded to them. And then, along with that, you get the Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes and tire rotations. So check them out. Give them a shot. See what they can do for you. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
And good morning, Captain.
Just as I was saying that, I've got a caller on the line. I'm going to get to the caller right away. Okay, is that Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain, the original.
What's up?
Anyway, mentioned about this these shooters and stuff, and then they're on social media and have a manifesto or whatever they want to call it. You know, these social media sites, they do all this tracking of people for their different stuff, you know. When the, it seemed to me they could put in some algorithms or something to when people say a bunch of crazy stuff that they could alert the authorities. I guess that's about it, Captain.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, Captain.
All right. The manifesto that I was referring to, Colonel, was not on Facebook. It was on the guy's phone.
Ah, that's right. Okay, yeah, I thought, when I first heard it, I thought it was out on print somewhere on his person, but yeah, on his phone. Okay, it follows.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on his phone, and the police found it when they were going through the personal effects and whatnot. They, well, obviously, they're going to check something like that, and they found the manifesto right there with his list of people. He had targets, and we don't know who they were. For the safety of the people, I don't think the name should be released because some other weirdo might come along and want to do something.
Yeah, they'll follow. Who knows what motivates certain people. But, yeah, that's a good thing. And this one, we'll learn a lot about this, unlike, you know, what's going on in Idaho as far as investigation here. But we'll close the book on this one pretty quick, and we'll get to the motive if we don't already know it.
Right. Now, I want to talk about a couple different things here. First of all, the border. Del Rio, the Del Rio sector in Texas, Border Patrol, the agents there apprehended last week, you know, in a one-week period, last week, they apprehended 10,000 migrants trying to sneak into the United States. Some just walked up and gave themselves in, but some actually were trying to get by the agents. Now, here's the number that sticks out at me. Another estimated 6,000 migrants got away without being apprehended. We don't even know where they went or who they were.
Yeah, our number one national security threat, the international, is China, of course, but clearly the clear and present danger, and it has been for a long time, is what's going on at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the single greatest thing. I'm glad that the House Republicans, they'll probably have about maybe a two-person majority in the House.
Mm-hmm.
But this does need to be number one. It's not just simply investigating, because the facts are out there. We know that. This is the sort of thing that swift action needs to be taken, notwithstanding or running from it, as this current administration has. It's got to be done for the good of all America. Not for political reasons, just because it's the right thing to do, and it is a genuine security threat, and it's a demonstrable security threat.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the United Nations had barred the Iranian government from selling ammunition to other countries.
That's my understanding.
Well, then why was our pals in Taiwan? Why did they have a deal with the Iranians to buy ammunition when now they've had to back out of it after the pressure by the United States as to what are you people doing?
Yeah, it's amazing that question has to be asked. You know, and sometimes, you know, you got to keep your enemies close and your friends even closer. And clearly that applies even to Taiwan because, they can either rope you into things that you don't want to be involved in, or they can get involved in things that you'd prefer that they would not, and that's the case here. And if you're not showing leadership on the world stage and providing direction, it makes it all the more likely that you're going to have wayward things like this and become reactionary rather than pro-actionary in our state of international affairs.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question which is kind of close to your field of expertise. It's called the Battle of Asian Aerospace, China versus India. That's going on right now. Who's going to win that?
Well, you know, if you'd asked me 5 to 10 years ago, I'd say hands down India, the lead. But you know, for economic reasons and other reasons because they've been distracted with other things they have to deal with. Fomented by the Chinese, by the way.
Right.
To keep them at their hands tied. China, with what we have kept kind of a blind eye to, it has rapidly become so far advanced in so many things. So I'm worried. You know, I would have said even money a couple of years ago, 5 years ago, I would have said, hey, India's got to leave. But right now, I'm not so sure.
Well, I'm a little concerned about something that took place this week, and it's a tete-a-tete, one-on-one between the Chinese defense minister and the Secretary of Defense, our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, in Cambodia. Now, yeah. I don't know really what it was they were trying to accomplish, but I'll bet you dime Sedonis that they didn't accomplish anything.
Yeah, it would appear so. When the press releases come out, and this happens so much in the current administration, we'll have a press release that will say one thing, and then they'll start talking something else in the weeks that ensue. The record of those that were in attendance just doesn't support it. And it puts our allies and those that we meet with and others in kind of a rough spot because then they're in a position, well, the president or the representative of the administration of America doesn't have it quite right, and they want to avoid calling them liars, but, you know, sometimes you get caught up with that.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't expect much out of the conversation between our defense minister or our Secretary of Defense and the defense minister from China, and I certainly don't expect the Chinese and the Indian thing to slow down anytime soon because they've had that constant border war there going on.
Yeah, well, you know, China's response here this last week, the administration was, hey, we don't even want to talk about the business with Taiwan, to China, anything like that. That's our business. Stay out of it. And then, you know, the report was, well, yeah, they did talk about fentanyl and the origins of COVID, but there's no record of the actual meeting of that haven't been discussed. So this is a case where... You know, who do you believe? The Chinese telling their story or those that were in the room or the after-action report for which there's no evidence for? The same thing is here. You know, we need real things to happen on the world stage. And, you know, we're sending out the vice president on the world stage right now. And
yeah.
Good Lord. What has that meant? What has anything that she's done representing the United States of America on the international front, where has it gained us anything but embarrassment?
Yeah. Can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I'd be happy to.
Okay, hold on, folks. I'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. When we come back, we're going to talk about the unvaccinated military members. We still have to figure out something to do with them. How about letting them come back into service, number one? And number two, we're going to talk about the big Gray Eagle drones that some people want to send over to Ukraine. I'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hopefully you have arrived at your Thanksgiving destination. If not, be sure to pack some patience as you begin your jaunt. AAA is expecting lots of traffic on the roads and in the air. The projected Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy, is demanding Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas resign or get impeached in January for his dereliction of duty at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The actions of this administration have empowered cartels, drug smugglers, human traffickers, and terrorist organizations all around the world.
Global UC, a small firm based in Fort Worth, Texas, has been enabling robocalls in the United States. So the Federal Communications Commission has ordered every telecom provider in the United States to stop accepting traffic from Global UC. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a very, very, very good part of my diet, something that I take. Because if you're suffering with pain and aches and swelling and inflammation and that sort of stuff, and whatever you're taking isn't working, then let me suggest to you that you try Relief Factor. It's a product that has got all natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and it helps to take care of your body's natural response to inflammation. And God knows that can create problems and pain like you wouldn't believe. Now, it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it comes in convenient individual packets with four capsules each in there. You take it with a meal, best time to take it, best place to take it. And it'll work. That's all I can tell you. I can't be any more simpler or direct. It will work. Find out more by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to you, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel, and thanks for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure, Captain, always.
At least I know where you are. I don't know where Mayorkas is. Do you? Oh,
yeah.
God. What a, there's another one. All right. our converted congressman who became a Republican a couple of years ago, Representative Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey, has said that Biden must reinstate the unvaccinated military members, and I believe there was a court order to that effect.
Yeah, there was. It's unbelievable. And, of course, Fauci, with his retirement, came out and vaccination and blasting the unvaccinated was what he came out front and center. But, you know, from a national security standpoint, our military is suffering, and our recruiting effort is suffering abysmally. So it makes absolutely no sense. The health and the efficacy of vaccination aside, and that issue, and religious freedom issues aside, from a national security standpoint and a recruiting effort, it's just dumb. It's just plain stupid.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all. And again, he's gone against the grain with a lot of different things that were proven to not be true. And of course, when the press went after him the other day, little old Frenchie jumped in there and refused to take any questions or whatnot because they weren't there to talk about that. But the reporters are sick and tired of sitting on their hands and not being given answers. Actually, some of the liberal reporters are getting rather upset.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you cut people off by saying, I'm done with you, what do you expect? You know, you're the spokesman. You're the person that's supposed to be the conduit to the media, and for to treat them like that. They said, of course you're going to make enemies out of folks that otherwise would be your friend.
Right. Now, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators is pushing the Biden administration to transfer the advanced MQ-1C Gray Eagle drones that can carry Hellfire missiles into Ukraine.
Yeah, Captain, on its face, it sounds like a good deal, even though, you know, I've come out and I've said quite often, I think we need to end military support to Ukraine. We do that because European allies are starting to come around, but they'll only do it with pressure and as long as we're not doing it all, because as long as we're doing it, they won't do it. But there's this particular concern here. You got to be careful, because when you start to transfer certain types of arms, which sounds good on its face, but you can't just simply turn this kind of stuff over and say, here you go operate it. This kind of thing needs certain controls and all that, and it invites us to get involved and become targets and to get engaged in a war that until now has been largely a proxy war. And so there's a risk. It sounds nice. Sounds like the right thing to do, but it takes a hell of a lot more thought and consideration and what it really means in the long run before we say, oh, yeah, let's do that.
Now, you've been involved and you've watched from afar the student loan forgiveness stuff and all that, and I know you have a vested interest in it being a part-time teacher yourself, but the Biden administration has extended the pause on the federal student debt repayments while a court is weighing the challenges to its loan forgiveness program. It's my understanding that they want to put this off until June the 30th.
Unconstitutional from the start and made even all the more a violation of the Constitution because there's one body that the founders in the United States Constitution intended to manage the expenditure monies, and that's what this is, and that is the Congress, starting with the House of Representatives.
Right.
This is one thing that I think is going to take a different turn once Republicans get sworn in and take over the House. But, yeah, I do have a vested interest. I'm not only a co-signer for student loan. My wife is paying student loans, and, yes, I teach students both at the university and the high school level that are seeking student loans or have them, and yeah, I take a hard line on that. It's not a good thing. It's bad for the economy, atrocious for the economy. It sends the wrong signal, and it's just it's not one of those things. It's politically driven to show compassion where it's misdirected compassion, and we're doubling and tripling down on something. And, hey, when I say it's unconstitutional, that being true, that should be the end of the discussion, but it's not.
Now, yesterday in Jerusalem, we had a couple of bomb blasts that rocked a couple of buses, killed one person, wounded at least 18 others. This is not the first time this has happened, but I'm a little surprised to think that they got bombs back on the buses again when I thought they had that pretty much under control.
Yeah, well, even the best of processes and best of security forces aren't going to stop that. You can't do that, particularly when you've got there's some areas where you have very limited control, and it looks like it was the usual bad guys. And so that's not going to end. It's not going to end. About the only thing you can assure on is that pretty safe bet. I think we can go a couple more years. There won't be the kind of things happening at like the Ben Gurion Airport that happen in other places. But once you get outside the streets and all that like that, you could probably stop 999 of anything incidents from happening, but there's always that one in a thousand that'll happen. It's unfortunate, but you got to be ever mindful.
Well, certainly, having seen what happens to those buses, a lot of people. I would. I think I'd rather walk in some cases than to get on one of those buses.
Boy, yeah. If
I could, that is.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, walking, it's got to where going outside is a risk from anything. But, it is what it is. And sometimes I take risk. I remember when I spent a year in Washington, D.C., my wife had to take she rode the subway for a short distance to get to her job. At that time, it was always some strange characters on there, but I was never that worried about it. But I think it would be a different story if I was stationed there now, as it would be in many places, almost any urban area in the United States. You put yourself at risk when you go out into the world.
Now, we had an Emerson poll that was put out yesterday, and President Trump, former President Trump, is up by 30 points over Ron DeSantis and any other person you want to put up against him. And that is pretty impressive, considering he's not running, DeSantis isn't running, but the press keeps putting the two of them up against each other.
Yeah. Polling on these kind of things, and polling has become more meaningless in the last 10 years than it ever was before, but this kind of polling is almost ludicrous. It's almost like a random Internet poll that you could do where anybody in his dog could do that. I know it's a little more scientific than that, but it has no meaning, both in terms of the responses and all that. So I watched that with some mild interest, and I discounted almost entirely because, hey, it's kind of like Governor DeSantis said, everybody needs to take a chill pill. And my part of taking a chill pill is, my chill pill is not swallowing what comes out of these kind of polls. I just don't do it. When the time comes, I'll tend to it. But I don't take it serious right now. You just can't.
Well, Colonel, thank you very much for sticking around. I appreciate it. Have yourself a happy Thanksgiving. Look forward to talking to you again on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday. If not before then, Captain, you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain. Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks a lot there, Frank, and it's Frank Salvato. Of course, Frank Salvato is a longtime contributor to the show. You hear him on Mondays and you hear him on Fridays here on the program, and of course, undergroundusa.com is the website where you can go to find out more about him, and his podcast is over there, as well as his numerous articles that he writes. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Now, they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominique's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the Sarasota and Tampa Bay areas. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. All you have to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open up some doors for you, and they're great people, and you're going to like talking to them. Now, before I get to the caller that's on the line here, I want to talk about Mike Pence for a minute. The DOJ, Department of Justice, is going to question Mike Pence in regards to the January 6th investigation, and they've been wanting to get him to agree to that for, I don't know, I guess the last 2 or 3 months. Finally, it looks like as if they've caught up to him, and they're going to get an answer. Whether or not he's going to do it or not, I don't know, but it would not surprise me if he does. Now, we'll see where this takes us, because the Department of Justice, the Biden administration, they're trying to take us down that glorious rabbit hole that only Biden knows where it's going to go. That's the way that goes, that story. Now, in addition, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse in public education, Ben Carson has come out and said publicly, there is no accountability in public education. They get more money than just about anybody else, except for the Defense Department. And they just can't seem to account for where a lot of it goes, which, by the way, doesn't that sound like the Defense Department? They can't figure out where half their money goes. I may have used the wrong term, technical term there, half, but I bet it's close to that. They have no idea where most of their money's going. That's got to change under a new administration. It's got to change. We all need to know where things are going. By the way, 6 states have urged the Supreme Court to keep the block on the Biden student debt relief. We'll see if that stays that way, too. It looks like as if it might. And the Department of Justice, of course, is staying busy with the different things they got going on. They're trying to stick their nose in the middle of the Biden testimony thing for the son, as well as the father. Are they going to? I don't know. Everybody wants to know. They're going to testify. They're going to force them to say. I don't know. They can force them to show up, but they don't have to talk if they don't want it. It's the Fifth Amendment. They get to take. But we'll see. We'll see what they're up to. Now, did you hear Elon Musk set up a Twitter poll for general amnesty of suspended accounts on Twitter? Doesn't matter what you did, how you did it. He's going to go by public rule, majority rules. And we'll see, again, how that all plays out. Now, the GOP now looks like they're going to get down and dirty. They have talked right now about their willingness to use the shun ballot harvesting procedure to do what needs to be done when it comes to winning elections. Now, the only problem with that is the Democrats go right up to the letter of the law, and then they seem to step over the line a little bit. I don't know what's going to happen if they do what they say they're going to do. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. But again, understanding that this is a big problem, and it's going to be a big problem in the future. We need to get our voting bills, and this should be a no-brainer. Why can't we have a uniform rule as to when you vote, and not stretching it out over 50 or 60 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, maximum, all the mail-in ballots, get rid of the majority of them, unless you are medically confined and can't go anywhere, you should be able to get to the polling place and cast a vote. You don't just automatically ask for an absentee ballot and get it. Because there's way too many people that have done that. Now, don't forget, coming up this weekend, the first shot at the Georgia Supreme Court's decision to allow early voting in the Senate runoff. That begins tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, sorry. That begins Saturday. And then there'll be one more month of it the following next Saturday. So we'll see how that all plays out. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. Don't know. And the Rasmussen poll had a large number of GOP voters that went over there. They figured out a poll, and they figured out the answers that they want. They want to ditch Mitch as the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate. Yep, they want to ditch Mitch. That's exactly what they're calling him. Okay. Hold on to your hats, folks. Hold on to your coffee, if that's what you got in your hand. Otherwise, I hope it's nothing any stronger than that. But on the telephone line, we are about to get down and get with it with Todd in Tampa. So hold on.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. Let me tell Mike Pence, you're a disgrace, okay? I've been to 9, 10 Trump rallies. You've been to 100 Trump rallies and never had a problem, okay? Those people that came in there, you're trespassing. Don't tell me insurrection. Joe Biden is guilty of ballot harvesting. Joe Biden can't go out to a rally right now and get 20 cars. So don't tell me, Mike Pence, because you're getting paid by George Soros and the Koch brothers, and you're turning on Donald Trump. Get out of my face, you unholy piece of crap. Okay? You know what I'm thankful for on Thanksgiving, besides our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who put Donald Trump up there, a first-time candidate who waxed the floor against 17 other seasoned veterans? I'm happy that Donald Trump exposed and the Lord Jesus Christ used him to expose the corruption in the FBI, to expose the corruption in all our government agencies, to expose all the corrupt Mitch McConnell and the fraud that he is. He hates Donald Trump. When you hate Donald Trump, you hate the American people. Okay? That's what you hate. You hate us for voting for him. He's just a messenger delivering what we tell him to deliver. Okay? And he's got a proven track record. Okay? Yeah, ditch Mitch. I want to thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who founded this country and made this country a symbol of righteousness, because we look to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and Abraham Lincoln. We give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, known as the Warrior King, by the way. Known as the Warrior King, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Messiah. Blessed be his holy name. We love you, Jesus, and we thank the captain for standing up for our country. God bless America. Happy Thanksgiving to the American people. Peace.
All right, that's Todd. And, you know, say what you want. It's America. The only thing is I don't believe Pence took any Soros money, but that's just me.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.